Hey,
What?
we're here. But
I was gonna
wow.
say
Oh.
welcome back, but we're here works. We're here.
We're
Welcome
here.
back.
We've been here.
Hello.
We're a week late.
People don't need to know. Who's following us that closely that they know?
True.
I mean, your friends, but none of my
That's
friends
fine.
Were over here.
You know what? Nobody needs to know how late we are.
Okay. Just look at the time. I mean, the time steps will certainly have a little bit of a gap, but you know what? Whatever. Welcome back.
We're here. We're back.
Welcome back to You Are The asshole.
Oh, okay, we actually
you know
did that one. Good job.
You think so?
Yes.
Because I felt like it was very delayed. But you know
really?
What? Whatever. Whatever. It, we are neither here nor there. Okay. Ooh. I see that we are back at 75 megabytes per second. Okay. I thought we were at 400 to 500.
Girl. Wow. Girl, are we scratching okay. this?
No, we're not scratching nothing. Let's just continue.
Okay, let's do this, even though this overlap is crazy.
Overlaps, huh? Funny. Something
with your
I did 400, not do.
With your 400 megabytes or whatever the fuck you got speaking ahead
Some,
of
Overlaps, right? Something that I did not do today because everybody oh, wanted to just cancel, drop the ball. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Well.
Welcome back to our... mostly weekly podcast.
Mostly weekly up until this point, but that's fine.
You know what? Listen, it is all me, okay?
Oh.
Because a bitch
we
is
have
moving.
Lives.
A bitch is moving. A bitch. Let me tell you. Let me tell y'all who's the asshole this week. It is me. I am the asshole.
Yes.
Because I decided to both move and also work, knowing damn well that this shit would be incredibly difficult to juggle. So I should have just taken the week off from work.
Yes, you should.
And focused on moving and focused on me, myself, and I, and my well-being, okay? But
wow.
No, I thought I could do it all.
What an interesting introduction, considering what's coming next after this little... This little monologue of yours.
Oh my god!
But,
you know what?
Yes,
you know what? Speaking
continue.
Of speaking of introductions, I'm Vince,
and I'm Karen,
and welcome back to our podcast where we discuss posts and stories from the Reddit thread "Am I the Asshole?" where we talk about a few stories and decide for ourselves whether or not these people are indeed assholes. It is Wednesday, which is the inauguration.
Yes.
Pivotal day. Girl, the memes are coming in.
Oh, the memes.
The Lady Gaga Hunger Games memes were lit.
I know when she came out.
When she came out
with that heirloom on her chest, I knew.
I was very
the
intrigued.
The Hunger Games were gonna
yes.
come out.
But I said, bitch, you better come through with this allegory, with this metaphor.
Yes, exactly. Give us the symbolism, because that's what it is. It's yes. all symbolism.
Okay, we are the Mockingjays. Set us
yes.
free. Okay. You know what, Katniss? We are Katniss, and you are Everdeen.
Set us free.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, girl, I was watching that shit on TV and it was looking like a lot of pomp and circumstance for a whole lot of nothing, considering there is no audience. I was talking to a person I was watching it with and I was like, do they have to drive that slow? I mean, it's not like anybody's watching this parade. Like, just book it. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, I know. And you know what? It kind of looks like there is an audience from some of the camera angles, but I think that there were just chairs that were kind of put here and there and everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's a very
Bernie Sanders
view.
On a damn staircase.
Okay, you
alone.
Know what? The memes.
The memes. I like the one about him. He is carrying a manila envelope, walking around, leaving. He's got places to be after this. He's got to go to the post office, got to go to the farmer's market.
Oh my God. There was one I saw that was like, how I look, sitting outside staring at my margarita because someone decided to eat a bat. And I was like, yes, correct Correct.
Wow. The complexity of that shit. Okay. It was just too many layers. Yes. We love a good layer.
Staring at the champagne that I'm drinking in the cold because I have to fucking eat outside because of fucking Corona. You know who's the asshole? Corona.
Corona, you are the asshole.
You are the asshole.
You are so annoying. You are still here. And it's only January.
Wow, it's been a year. Last week we talked a little bit about assholes of the week, assholes of the world.
Our new segment.
So, girl, I mean, do you have any motherfuckers that you want or need to call out?
Sure. Here we go. I got one.
Oh my God. Yes. Give it to me.
I was having a conversation earlier with Deanna and I was telling her about this segment. And she mentioned that...
so she's the asshole of the week. What a shock. All right. Well, listeners. I hope you're ready for a two-hour podcast. We about to just talk shit.
Well, now hold on.
Well, listeners, we are not getting too many stories today.
Except for my life story. No. Please, fuck that. Having a good old conversation and... I was like, you know what? I need to look up and see who's an asshole during this inauguration day that we could talk about. She goes, how about we talk about Donald Trump and how he was so petty that he didn't show up, but Mike Pence showed up, which I thought was very nice and gentlemanly. I was like, okay,
girl,
these gaps, please? No, but then this motherfucker wanted to sneak away. Even his wife didn't want to walk next to him.
Like, you know what, Mikeisha Pence. let me tell you about this motherfucker. Kudos to him.
Yes, kudos.
For being like, I am done with the drama. Okay, I am no more. You know, I am Mary J. Blige. No more drama. No,
he was done.
No hateration.
You want to know why? Because Trump has been bullying him into trying to push his agenda or to try to push his will be done. And Mike Pence was like, why do you have to control me? Why are you telling me what to do? Why can't we just leave? It's time to go. The entire election has been run the same way. And now you want to change these rules.
Yes.
You're going to start a revolution. Okay.
Oh,
and
all we are trying.
You know what, Elizabeth?
Looking at your ass.
We're looking at you, Elizabeth.
Okay.
At the Capitol.
Looking at you.
Okay.
Yes.
And it was just petty. I mean, I did think about it though, and I said, well, if I was him, I wouldn't want to go either. Not just because I'm being petty, but because I'm a little ashamed. Because who's gonna be there? Who's gonna be cheerful with him? Who's gonna be nice? We're all gonna be fake?
Well, everyone's gonna be fake. Everyone's gonna be cordial.
Well, sure, because there's cameras, but
okay.
It
was going to be that Nancy Pelosi clap. You know what I'm saying? Gosh,
you know what Nancy Pelosi wearing the biggest sunglasses that have ever been made in the United States.
No, I think Mike Pence is honestly, I mean, I feel like he's probably like, listen, I got a life I need to get back to after this shit. So honestly, I'm a little done, right? Like, yeah. I'm not this billionaire conglomerate with press. With exposure to still do. Okay, I'm just trying to live this quiet life and not be in politics no more because this shit was a mess. So
he said that was the
I feel like that's what he's going through, and he's probably just like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. All right, so let me just do my dues and be very cordial and amicable
and go home to my quiet life.
Yes, yeah. But did he invoke this 25th Amendment? But did he invoke? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was really classy that he was just like, you know what?
Yeah.
Bygones be bygones. Let's just do this the right way. Okay. The motherfucker is on a plane. He is heading out.
Yes. Yes. Mike Pence, you are not the
not
asshole,
in this case.
Okay?
No. Mm-mm.
No. Mm. In many other regards, yes.
Yes.
But for the
purposes
of showing up.
To the fly, you are
shit.
But today, you did a pretty good job.
For the purposes of this inauguration, yes, you have you are not the asshole, but President Trump, well
sir,
well,
this wouldn't be the first time you won this title, but
okay. But can we talk about how tickled, okay, how pleased Melania was. She said about 2-3 words, and she's like, "Well,
that's
never
it.
Never again. Bye,
that's
y'all.
That's it for me. Goodbye.
That's a wrap.
I'm going back to my other home alone."
She said, "I am Melania. Oh, wait, hold on, Melania. Okay, nah, no more." Y'all not gonna drag me down.
No,
okay?
Exactly. She's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. File that divorce, girl.
We'll see, though. We'll see if she does file for divorce. I don't know what's going on over there, but
girl, you know what, Melania, live your best life. You didn't do nothing here.
Yes, well, you know, she's just. We'll see if she stays with him. So.
Okay.
We'll see these values unfold.
But have you seen these memes of Michelle Obama?
Other than her
coming through,
other than her wine colored pantsuit that I need to own at this
coming through
at this inauguration ball,
yes, coming through on these motherfuckers talking about look who has arrived,
my friend,
your future
posted,
president.
My friend posted a picture of them looking really cute, and she said, "Mom and Dad."
Yes.
Said,
yes.
Come sit down.
They look real
they
good.
Did.
I was
they
like, Michelle,
great.
You better work.
Yeah.
Bitch, you better work.
Yeah. All the ladies looked really nice. The colors, the pantsuit and skirt suits were really nice. The colors were very vivid. I really liked that. Mm-hmm, I was like, this is, you know, this visually appealing ceremony.
Thank you. Exactly.
No people, so a put in some effort, care. Some detail. You know what? Inauguration week. Okay. These pantsuit looks.
Yeah, well, because they're not, I don't know, are they gonna have, they're not gonna have the ball, obviously, right? Because it's COVID.
I imagine not.
So they're not gonna have all this extravaganza.
Hmm.
Well, once again, Corona, you are the asshole.
I would do that shit in my house if I was them.
Well, that's probably that's all they're gonna do, is just gonna do a little bit of step and repeat at their home.
Put your phones in the basket.
Five people.
Put your phones in the basket. Okay. Don't have this. Don't have this shit. Don't pull a Tristan on me. Okay. Don't pull a Tristan on me. Okay. Put these phones in the basket.
Oh my God. Oh, bitch. I want to talk a little bit. Speaking of assholes of the week, because I was seeing memes. Now I'm only seeing memes. I'm not actually getting none of this as factual news. So. Don't come for me for not doing my research. But you know that motherfucker that stormed the Capitol with, like, he was wearing, like, that animal on him. And he was painted. And he's, like, the face of the storming of the Capitol. You know who I'm talking
about.
Is
it the guy that he was wearing, like, a headdress?
Yeah, it wasn't a headdress. Wasn't it, like, some fucking, you know, like an animal, like a lion head or some shit. Yeah, but it was like a head.
Okay,
basically.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that motherfucker was like the face of the invasion.
Mm, well, not that I'm very surprised by that. What about him?
Girl, let me tell you, I have seen posts about how he has been treated to organic meals in prison because he refused to eat.
Is this the
otherwise.
Guy with the mom that said he can only eat organic?
It might be. It must be because ain't nobody else was talking about organic. Listen, he's an asshole. Yes, 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 yes. But let's talk about the gay community coming out here and talking about, like, ooh, daddy, look at this man. I want a piece of that. I was like, excuse me?
Wait, really? What?
You know what? I said, not the gay community out here talking about they want their backs broke by this man, okay? They done saw the non-painted headshots and they were thirsting for a revolutionary motherfucker.
Okay,
I'm
I
like,
need to get a closer look at this fool. Hold on.
I'm like, wow, exactly. You know what? Doing a disservice to the community. You know, with the woman who was thirsting after, what's that motherfucker name? Ted Bundy? Paul Bundy?
Well, I'm definitely not Paul Bundy. The lumberjack, but okay. But I see the train of thought that you are riding. I have followed you into the station.
Was it Ted Bundy?
It was Ted Bundy, yes.
Okay, it was Ted Bundy. And you know how he had a lot of secret
admirers. He did. He was very charming.
Women were like, ooh, mm-hmm. ooh. Women were looking at this headshot, looking at this personality, and they were like, you know what? You want this WAP? So what I see that people are doing the same thing to this Capitol capitals. I see that this is the Republican version of, you remember that guy that
the got, model? The yeah, model. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to fucking say that, girl. I was just going to bring it up.
So I said, you know what? You know what? You know what the community of people who are over, especially the gay community, oh, if you are a Republican bitch that's like, ooh, I want that to be my baby daddy, fine, because he aligns with your values anyway. You know what? If you are Elizabeth,
okay,
and you over here like, is he trying to hit it up? Does he want
this? Oh block? My god. I get okay, it. Bitch. I looked up this motherfucker, okay? This motherfucker who looks like he's at a sporting event for America, okay?
Yes.
Doesn't this motherfucker look like that motherfucker who also, I gotta say, I saw some amazing memes from the gay community talking about this Tiger King motherfucker. That if this motherfucker had some teeth, that he would be really good looking from the Tiger King.
Girl. Oh my god, I know exactly who you're
talking. Let me see what his name is. Tiger King Hawkeye. Let's see. What is his name?
Yes, not you.
I
know exactly who you're talking about.
Ooh, not you, sir.
The bald headed hoe,
yes,
right?
Yes, him.
The bald headed beauty.
The bald headed beauty, yes, exactly. What is this motherfucker's name?
Girl, I don't know his name. Listen.
No, the internet is not telling me this shit. Can I get this name? Joe Exotic. That's not Joe Exotic. That's the fool.
Joe Exotic's husband. Yes. He got about two husbands, so it's not the cute one, it's the other one that has no teeth.
Okay. Yes, but him, exactly. If anybody that's watched Tiger King knows who I'm fucking talking about. But
girl, I mean, I haven't watched Tiger King and I still.
Okay, so anybody that memes, is culturally relevant.
Because the memes. Okay. Yes, the people who are culturally literate. So for me this week, all y'all motherfuckers over here thirsting over him. Okay. No. That's just y'all just too much.
Oh my gosh. It's
no. Stop it with the nonsense. Don't be thirsting after this motherfucker. Fuck him.
Okay, yes, but it is
He's
funny.
He's an asshole. He's an asshole. And all y'all admirers, y'all the assholes. Okay,
exactly.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I'm still trying to find this motherfucker's name. Is his name Dylan?
Okay, you know what? Joe Exotic husband.
He's got so many husbands.
Who are his five husbands? Well... You tell me. It is John Finley.
John Finley. That's who it was.
Who now has new teeth, actually.
Yes, he does. John Finley. Good job, John Finley.
Is this, girl?
Hmm.
Is this Joe Exotic now? Oh my God.
Okay, I have to look.
Girl, I Googled Joe Exotic husbands. It looks like he has a new husband.
I thought so, but I'm like, why are all his...
But girl, I need to show you this picture really quick because I have I have many commentaries.
Okay, you know what? About... Why do all of his? Okay, is he?
Because I got questions,
please
comments,
save
and
that.
Concerns.
We're posting that shit. Save that image right now. We are posting that to the Yada Podcast Instagram.
Because bitch, listen, I have many questions. I have many concerns.
Why is every one of his husbands look like his son? Why?
I mean, you know what? Kudos to Joe Exotic for really getting himself some catches. Okay.
You know what, this manipulation.
I mean, there is something going on, girl, but I'm very interested about this
this 2016 version of Joe.
About this journey that Joe Exotic has made. In his physical appearance. So.
How quarantine has been to Joe Exotic. Wow, you be the judge. You guys will see that picture on the Instagram. Don't you worry about that. Holy shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You're right, though. He kind of does look like Joe Finley with some teeth.
He does.
But I mean, he looks like, you know, if you wouldn't have ever known, just looking at, he looks like your typical hipster ass, organic ass motherfucking... I only eat, you know what I'm saying? Things that heal me.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he also wants to take over the government and cause a ruckus. So that's a little too much for me.
Oh, goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Very true.
Can you not? Anyway, those are my assholes for the week. Yes. It's still political.
political and pop cultural in some respect. You
know... Okay, bitch. Well, I'm looking at the time and I see that we have talked about a whole lot of nothing.
Well,
per usual.
Well,
but bitch, do you want to talk about what we are also going to do on this episode today?
Yes, let's talk about it, especially since I gave a little foreshadowing, or you rather gave a foreshadowing with this language you were using. But we decided to do a little bit of a tarot reading just for fun, because a bitch needs practice, but also because a bitch has been busy and unavailable. So I told Vince, let's read them. Let's read them and weep them. Let's see what we got. But let me tell you, this motherfucker is a hard motherfucker to read. Okay.
Okay.
Not just because of who he is, but because he is a Taurus.
Wow. What a shock. My cards don't reveal anything. Thank you. Thank you.
So I took the liberty of pulling three cards for you. And the way I did it was I meditated on your ass.
Okay. Wait, bitch.
Oh, okay.
Should we take a break before we do this?
Yes, let's take a break. Okay, you know what? Take a break.
Okay. Okay, girl, take a break. See you in a bit.
Bye. Okay, we're back.
So, hey.
Okay. So, like I was saying, I meditated on you, and the way I did that was we had just had a conversation, so that was really helpful. I had you talking, so you were fresh in my mind, and then, girl, I went to your Instagram. I said, I meditated. I asked for some insight. Okay, I said, I need a visual, right?
Bitch, my Instagram where my last post was like...
Doesn't matter, girl.
In November.
I need a visual. I need a visual. So I had an image of you and a conversation with you, so it helped me, girl. Okay. And I lit some incense, and then we were on our way.
Girl, speaking of Instagram, listeners, let me know if you miss my photo shoots, because if you do, that would be motivation for me to get on this.
I think we both need to find some motivation for photo shoots. But
I'm saying. Okay, anyway.
It's been a little bit dry in the desert.
You know what? Well, a bitch can Photoshop himself.
Okay.
You know, on a piranha.
Hello. A bitch has done it. Bitch has done it before. Why can't you do it again?
Won't be the first time.
Wouldn't be the first time you Photoshopped a bitch on a piranha. Stay tuned for that picture on the pod as well.
Okay. go ahead. So you lit some incense. You meditated on me.
Yes. And so...
Girl, and why do you need to do all that to read my cards?
Okay. So some people are really, really good and they are able to get into a meditative state when they're reading for somebody. It's harder for me, especially if my focus is all over the place. Mm. And after work, I'm usually pretty frazzled. It takes me a lot to focus and meditate. I struggle with it, but I have found a way to calm my ass down in order to quiet any like ambient thoughts that are not relevant to the reading or what I'm focusing on. So if I get interrupted or if the cats decide to, you know, get into a fight in the room, specifically when I'm meditating, then I get distracted. But
you found a way. Oh, I thought you found Mary Jane.
Well, that too, girl. When I said lit incense, I said lit incense. I said what I said. I lit all the incense.
yes. Okay.
But yeah, so it relaxes my mind. All of that relaxes my mind.
Okay.
And then right before, while I'm doing that, while I'm meditating on you, I'm shuffling the cards and I just wait for an impulse to stop. And then I break the deck. And while I was shuffling the deck, the first question that I asked was to give me just some insight or point me in a direction to help you, or what's something that I can tell you that would just start things off, something that you would need help with or insight. Okay.
So you already did this before we started recording.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we are not doing this live. The cards have been dealt.
Yes, girl. Okay. Because I figured that was a much better process to go about this.
Yes. Okay. Well,
too many factors for me. So,
well, Raven Simone, tell me what the first card was.
Well, I gazed into the future and it said, so the first card that I got was the Nine of Cups in the upright position. And it looks like this. And it was just right side up, not upside down.
Wait, can I look at that?
Uh huh. Oh. Yes,
the Nine
please.
Of Cups. Let me see. Let's describe this shit for the
listeners. Nine of Cups. Okay.
Oh, it is a smug looking motherfucker sitting on a throne surrounded by cups.
Yep. Mm. Mm-hmm.
How appropriate.
So I think from now on, you're going to do all the card descriptions and I'll just tell you the symbolism.
Surrounded by a bunch of goblets. Okay. Chalices.
Exactly.
Pimp cups. Okay. I see that this is a pimp sitting on the throne surrounded by his cups.
Yes. And his cups are his wealth and his wealth is his hose. No.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, oh, wealth. Oh, okay. Well, tell me more.
Okay. So the cups basically symbolize different areas in your life that you experience or can experience abundance. The man is shown.
Wow.
He's sitting. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that thrilling content. Thank you for that thrilling.
You know what, bitch? You know what? We get into the part where you just can't handle it. Okay. So we get into that. I'm about to read you in the second card.
Oh my God. Okay.
Anyway, so it's basically saying that this man, he's sitting and he's comfortable for the moment, but he's temporarily comfortable because as everything goes, things are ever changing because he's sitting on a wooden bench. So he's not comfortable long-term, but he's comfortable now. Things are the way as they should be.
Well, girl, I was very close to buying a wooden bench on Facebook Marketplace, but the motherfucker never responded. And he responded about a week later. I said, fuck you, I don't want your wooden bench anymore. If you're not trying to sell it immediately.
Oh no.
Fuck you. Wow. Ooh. Wow. This allegory, a wooden bench. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. But
you know what? Our things always changing.
Which is very interesting because it's also saying that you have to, in order to achieve abundance in each of these areas, like emotional, professional, financial, and spiritual, that means getting your cups filled, bitch. Okay. You have to express gratitude for what's already going on in your life. Express gratitude for what you have. Express gratitude for the things that already exist instead of complaining about what the shit you got to carry.
Okay. Gratitude for what?
Wow. So you see, so as you can see, I have a difficult read today. The audience is very tough.
What I gotta be grateful for.
Here he is. I'll tell you, bitch. Okay. You are in a place of perpetual comfort. And bitch, when I say
girl
comfort,
says who?
Now listen.
Who's things, comfortable?
Things
my back,
be...
not my back. Not my neck, not my back. Okay.
Girl, okay. It's your,
not
it's
my
your
pussy nor my crack. Okay. Where's the comfort?
Listen. Okay. This is why you're not calm, because you're constantly on the go. Okay. You constantly going. You don't stop. Okay.
Okay. A bitch is on the move.
But it goes back to saying that you are comfortable in the sense that things aren't necessarily going badly for you. Things could have gone worse. Things could be worse. You're in a comfortable sense where you have a good paying job. You just moved into a new place, like you were saying. You know, things are at an even homeostasis. But
sure.
But not for long. And you're aware of this. You're aware of the fact that you're comfortable now, but that you will continue to shortly grow more uncomfortable or seem or feel more discomfort.
Okay.
In the time coming. Okay. And you are being told that things are temporary, even contentment, and that you just remember to adjust and to adapt. If you break through your comfort, you will have this whole new experience. So, bitch, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
What you're telling me is I need to cuss out bitches more often.
Oh, wow. I see that you have misread. You need to be thankful. You need to be thankful that your blood pressure is in check. You need to be grateful. Okay.
That's what I mean. What you're telling me is I need to not just be comfortable so I can't be like, you know, keeping it to myself. You
pretty
know
much,
what I'm saying?
Yes.
If a bitch is pissing me off, I need to be like, HR, you got to let these people go.
If there's a stressor or there's an issue in your life or something that's causing a barrier, and it's not even just work. It's in general with anybody that you are interacting with that is causing you grief, that you need to say, that you need to be a little bit more vocal because, as you know, things are temporary. Okay.
Wow. Someone causing you grief that you probably, I wonder who else in this podcast could certainly take that advice.
You know what? A reading for you, a reading for me.
You know what? Relevant to all Taurus.
Yes. This is just a Taurus. This is a general Taurus reading. So if you're a Taurus out there, any Taurus listeners, please listen in because you may be having the similar issue.
Yeah. Listeners, if you are a Taurus, let us know if you agree, if this let sounds us know. Very applicable.
Let us know if there's anybody in your life that is dumping your cups out while you are trying to fill them.
Okay.
Got it. So after I got that reading, I asked a second question when I pulled the next card, and I asked, how does he get into this state of gratitude? How does he get into this? Okay. How does he get there?
Can I ask you, since it's upright, does that mean like, wait, no, if it were upside down, it would mean my cups are empty, right? Because it's pouring out.
If you had a reverse nine of cups, it would mean more of the fact that you have dissatisfaction, but you have material wealth. So there's like an imbalance exists within your cups. So you have more or less of one or the other. So you experience some sort of dissatisfaction, but you have high indulgence. So your material wealth is high, but maybe your personal life is empty. So it's like an imbalance within the cups.
Well, that's why it wasn't upside down, because wealth is high. I don't know. Doesn't sound like me.
It's more, if you think of it, it's more of the cups are all evenly filled. Not necessarily that your cups runneth over. It's more of your cups are at a same level. They're uniform across the board with each other. And you, to get to a point where you are feeling some sort of abounding abundance of some sort, you need to be feeling grateful for certain things that already exist. But also, like you were saying and like we were discussing, being a little bit more outward with those expressions, so that shit is in alignment with you.
Okay Well, funny that you said being grateful for things that exist, and as that happened, my back started hurting. Wow. I'm gonna tell you what I'm not grateful for.
I'll tell you could be grateful for a bed and some ice.
Okay Well, you know what, I am grateful I have a back, so I guess there's that.
Wow, that is true. That is something to be grateful for, because as we get older into this 30s realm that I no longer recognize myself.
Okay
Who my is... neck, my back is a real thing, and it is not the hoochie kind no more. It is my neck, my back. Someone please
come
get that.
My god, you know what, needing a massage. Okay
me too. Okay but okay, so when I asked for the second, so I asked, I meditated on how does he get to this state of gratitude, how does he get there, and girl, can't make this shit up, I said, how does he get there, and I got a vehicle, and the vehicle is the chariot. Okay.
And it is. Do I need to buy a new car? But I just got a new car.
Girl, it is not so literal. Let me help you out. Girl.
Oh, you know what? Does that mean I need to take a plane to Hawaii and have a vacation?
No, you're going to take the midnight train to Georgia, bitch.
You know what?
No.
That's all I needed. That was the sign I needed. I am buying a one-way plane ticket to Hawaii. Y'all ain't gonna see me no more.
Bye-bye. There he is. Well, you certainly filled one cup, that's for sure. You poured out from another.
Pour it out. Okay, let me look at this card.
So check out this card. You got it in reverse, which means I got it upside down like this. But I want you to take a look at this artwork and describe for our listeners what you see.
Okay, and this is like your standard deck, is it? Or is this a particular?
This is a Rider-Waite, which is my starter pack, but honestly, I really understand and like the art, and I'm getting to know it a lot better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. This is not the standard deck, because this chariot is very different than what I'm used to seeing.
Oh, there are so many tarot decks with different adaptations in the art. They have a very similar meaning, but from what I was told, Andrew actually told me, that when you're picking your first deck, you have to kind of pick a deck that suits your personality. So my sister's deck is completely different than mine. It's like a very small mini deck with way different proportions in the art, way different symbolism.
Yeah. So a bitchy deck.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Appropriate.
Yes.
Bitchy deck for a bitch. Yes.
Short bitchy deck. Short bitchy deck for a short bitchy bitch. Okay. Love you, Heather. Love you, Heather, bitch. Heather. Love you. I mean it.
Don't care, we haven't.
So girl, describe what you see in this chariot card.
Well, this looks like a pharaoh in a in a what you would expect to be a chariot being pulled by a black and white by two black and white sphinxes, which is a little strange to me, but all right. I see that once again, this pharaoh is looking very smug and luxurious. So yes, thank you. Thank you, cards. Thank you. Tell me, tell me who I am.
Win or lose, but make it fashion, right?
But yes, it is being carried by two sphinxes, yes. Which is very strange that one is black and one is white, because I thought the sphinx was yellow.
Okay, so really quick, the sphinxes, just to answer this comment, is technically, if you can kind of see, if I push it closer to you, if you see, they're kind of pointing in somewhat opposite directions. So,
wow, you know what? This white sphinx has boobs.
I just noticed
that. And the black one, none. Wow, you know what? Duality, male and female.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So you're going in two different directions. Two different energies are pulling you in two different directions. But
You're right. Or do I want to go to Hawaii or do I want to go to Korea?
Okay. Wow.
You're not wrong.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, you heard it here first, folks. What made you pick such similar places to travel to?
You know, two different directions.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Tell me about this.
So this card, you have it in reverse, so it's upside down. And essentially what the card means is what is coming into being, and the card right side up, what is coming into being, like what's happening. So I pulled three cards. Generally the one in the middle talks about the present. So it's saying what is coming into being or what is currently happening,
sure.
Present state of affairs. Okay. Mm. So I want you to notice that this man has no reins pulling him anywhere. He's in a chariot, but nobody is pulling him. Mm. And girl, you know what that means? That means that he is pulling himself forward with only his mind and his wit. So he is willing himself forward with his own.
Oh, that don't mean he's like stuck or something?
Nope, because he is pulling himself forward based on his own mind. He is not being pulled in either direction. He's not being pulled in this direction, nor is he being pulled in this direction.
Ooh.
But girl.
You're telling me I got telekinesis?
Girl, be quiet. No, you do not.
You know what, moving things with my mind. Yeah. Okay, you know what I always suspected. I always suspected I was Matilda. I never knew.
You know what? There's another joke for you, Heather. just a little insider for you, Heather Ann. So you had this in reverse. And typically the card means you are just a person that takes forward action, typically. It describes you as your typical self. But in reverse, it is saying that in spite of you naturally being that way or being forward moving, that you are allowing some obstacles to come and get in your way of what you've intended to do or what you've set out to do. Okay. And in reverse, it's also saying that you might be, now hold on, drum roll please, you might be overdoing it with some things. Can't make this shit up.
So I might be underdoing it or overdoing it. Wow.
No, you're overdoing it, not under, girl. You are definitely overdoing it. Shocking. Not only are you overdoing it with your self-discipline, now girl, this is not regarding you eating three pieces of chocolate for lunch. This is about
that was not my choice.
This is not about you being so busy that you can't breathe. This is more about you needing to take note of what your energy is feeling like. So, bitch, clearly you've been feeling tired. You've been feeling overrun, overworked. You are feeling like you're overdoing it.
Yes. And for the people listening, if y'all don't know, I am moving. I am currently in the process of moving to a new place.
Yes.
And that shit is quite a process. And,
it's annoying.
Let's just say a bitch doesn't have a living room. He just has a storage room. Okay.
Yes. Yes. He lives. So. Yes. Vince is moving from home to public storage. So.
And I ain't got no internet at home. So.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm not overdoing it. Okay.
Yeah. So you are definitely overdoing it. And the drive of you overdoing it is that you're driven by your self-discipline. So in general, you're a self-disciplined person and you stick to certain things. Now, anything that doesn't fit into the skeleton or the foundation of what's keeping your life afloat, those things tend to fall by the wayside. Those things tend to take less precedent, obviously. Versus, now this is saying, versus a person who is solely driven by their hobbies, solely driven this by podcast. Their joys, right? And then you get people that are totally immersed in their feelings, in their joys. And then they don't have some sort of solid foundation. Sometimes you tend to see an imbalance. So you're actually the opposite, where you're typically self-disciplined, but right now you're allowing certain obstacles that are in your life to get in the way of this podcast. No.
About this podcast.
About the but whatever ambitions, whatever ambitions, bougie ambitions you got that you have been intending on completing, you are seeing these obstacles. The obstacle is that you're overdoing it and not allowing for, now here's what you do. Because I asked for a vehicle of change.
Okay, that's
right?
what I'm saying.
Wow. I asked for a vehicle of change. So your vehicle of change would be to take notes and to be present with the energy that you're feeling, meaning like check in on your mood. Like, bitch, I'm tired today. Like, I'll probably do something that brings me joy or brings me some sort of relaxation. So even though you got like 12 reports to do, bitch, if you haven't made time for masking, if you haven't made time to like play your video game for 30 minutes, if you haven't made time to, I don't know, make a home cooked meal or do something in spite of all that's happening, it's saying to do it. Because in this chaos, you need a little bit of a breather so that you can continue and be fluid with that energy. So you can get back from topsy-turvy to bad bitch. Okay.
I mean, I do yoga.
Okay. Yes. So, the takeaway from this is discern what it is that you can and cannot control and then act accordingly. So you are already implementing these things. So girl, are you taking up yoga? You know what I need to do? Need to do some yoga myself.
Yeah, because I'm like, after carrying all that shit for the move, I'm just like, girl, this body needs to fucking stretch out and get it together. So, plus I don't have the space right now to be doing my pop sugar. So I'm like, well, yoga it is.
Okay, yes. Which actually brings me very nice and neatly to your third card.
Okay, because let me tell you, a bitch looked in the mirror the other, like a couple weeks ago and was very displeased. I said, if you don't take your ass back into some sort of physical activity.
You go, okay. You about to be Tiger King? I was going to be Tiger King.
If you don't fucking get your ass into some sort of, I don't care if it is yoga, if it is Ring Fit Fitness, or if it is Pop Sugar, okay, get your fucking ass back into some sort of physical activity, lest your ass end up like Tiger King 2020.
Oh my gosh, that's very true, because after getting sick, I didn't want to go out, and I finally, a bitch was like, get on your bike. Go outside, move a muscle. But it gets so easy to just go from one place to another. And we're in the sitting position 90% of the time when we're working. So,
girl, I'm saying we just working all day. I'm like, I ain't got time. But I said, bitch, you better make time. Otherwise, otherwise, this Tiger King.
Yeah. This Tiger King and this expensive chiropractic bill.
Girl, hello. Okay.
But yeah, so it's funny that you say that, because say that you started yoga or that you started implementing this, because your last card, I had an impulse pull. So I just said, tell me a closing message or tell me something about him. And you got the Nine of Swords, basically. Well, something about
him. I got so many nines.
I don't know, but I think it's really cool. You have, you got 979. So you know what, power, power, power to you.
979. Is that a good number?
We're going to look that up. Yeah, we're going to look that up, because I love that shit.
I don't know. Anyway.
So you got the Nine of Swords, and you got it in reverse, so you got it upside down. But here's what it looks like. Girl, I can't wait for you to describe this to the listeners.
Wow, you know what, this accuracy. A bitch is sitting in bed crying into her hands. Yes. Yes, that is indeed. Hello, that is me. When I am looking at my reflection, sitting in this bed crying. And on her wall is nine swords laid out just decoratively. You know, that's not really my decoration style, but I do love me a good sword.
You love yourself a good symbolism?
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So that's what you got. But you actually got it in reverse. So you got it upside down, which completely changes your message. Now, with this foreshadowing, this card represents an overwhelming amount of engaging in negative self-talk. This
I thought you were going to say engagement. I was like, oh, our podcast is about to blow up, girl.
I like how the word engagement comes up. And this bitch was thinking, not the typical thing, but this bitch was like, oh, you know,
girl, I was thinking about our success, bitch.
Okay, let's go back to these cups, okay? I think we, you know what,
we're overdoing it.
Flip it and reverse it. We're overdoing it. Filling half his cups and emptying the other half. But yeah, so it's talking about how you engage in a lot of negative self-talk. This is a before state of you. So because it's in reverse, typically if it were upright, you would be, it would be a message of saying you engage in a lot of this and you have to sort of separate yourself from the negative talk and how you view yourself, because the ramifications of talking shit about yourself over a long period of time, they cause character damage. But because you have you have it in reverse, it's saying that you're in a state of transition. So
you are talking. I flipped it in reverse.
Yes, exactly. Yes, Missy Elliott. Yes, exactly. You know what? One of the great philosophers of our time, Missy Elliott. Flip it and reverse it.
What the thing? What the thing? Thing?
And exactly. What the thing? And what the thing? Thing is your reading, because. You know what? I'll tell you what your reading is. It's your Frippa Nippers plan, yeah. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Is your Frippa Nippers plan at the pool? Uh huh. Exactly. Correct. Correct. Wow. That's all I needed to hear. That
okay. Thank you very much. I think I'm done here. You know, it's your Frippa Nippers plan, yeah, bitch. So, and on that note, welcome to. You are Miss Cleo. Okay.
Yes. Welcome to That's So You're the Asshole.
You know what? That's So Karen.
That's So Karen. Okay.
But yeah, so because it's in reverse, because it's upside down, it's saying that you were experiencing an excess of engaging in this negative self-talk, but you're on a journey, you're in transition to changing that sort of talk into making it more of constructive action. So basically, if I don't like something that I'm doing or not doing, instead of talking shit and creating character defamation for myself, I'm going to actually combat it with an action. So I'm going to do something either in anticipation or in replacement or change of something that I'm doing that's making me unhappy, which is talking shit about yourself or talking shit about yourself about a particular thing. So then you take care of that particular thing so you don't talk shit about yourself.
Okay.
It's kind of like that. You're turning a corner and you're working through some of the, maybe like the worry or the loss or the anxiety that's been coming up with making those steps. So you said you started doing yoga because you started having these feelings in your body that said no more, no more. But
my body said, look at this.
Yes.
If you want to continue on this path.
Yeah, exactly.
Then go ahead and don't make any changes. Yes, to your life.
Exactly. And instead of your approach to and your transitional approach, which is positive, and it ends the reading on a positive note, because you being in transition means that things are moving, ever changing. So I literally could do a reading on you right now, do over, and it would be a completely different course just because of our conversation. Like, you could be thinking things like, and those things were set in motion, and you're going to be like, oh, you know what?
Girl.
I'm going to say this, or I'm going to send this email, or I'm going to do this.
But if that shit was accurate, shouldn't it be the same shit each time?
Well, for this moment, for this particular reading, what it's talking about is your personal happiness, bitch. So we're talking about a particular situation. If we were talking about something else that was more ever-changing, like something that could change from minute to minute.
Yeah.
But we're more talking about a general sort of place and state that your life is in right now. The state of affairs, the state of the union, if you will.
Okay. Yes. This inauguration.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Keeping it to the theme. Okay. So it's basically your way of approaching whatever negative sort of things are coming, or negative self-talk or negative talking behaviors. Yes. Is to see things as they are and not as the negativity that they are causing in your life. So you're like, okay, well, very matter of fact, this situation is this way, therefore I must react or respond in this way. So that's okay. That's why you're in transition, because you are figuring out this process. And so you continue on. I cannot wait. I should have pulled a fourth card, but alas,
I am in transition in a figurative sense. Okay, yes. So listeners, I am not physically in transition. Yes. To the
let's make it clear for the listeners. Okay, we are not in physical transition. We are in figurative transition. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is the shit talking got to stop.
Yes. And you probably, the second part of it, it ties into it, but it also, it kind of goes down a little road where it talks about if you have excessive worry or you're in a depressive state, maybe due to news that's making you heavy, not just negative self-talk, information that's weighing you down that is kind of piling up on top.
Girl.
Then it's basically...
Listen, to my manager, if you are listening to this and you are nodding your head talking about how come every time Vince comes to me for something, it is always negativite, the negativite scene, okay?
Where's this North Star? Where is it?
Because I always be like, girl, we got to fix this because this, and that. Okay. You know what, Resonation Nation.
Okay, yes. But you know what? I was thinking about that situation. And I was thinking, the one that you were just describing with your manager.
Oh, okay.
And it's sort of one of those things where it's like, see things as they are, right? And discern what you can and can't control. So whatever's going on in that situation that you can't control, girl, don't come to her for no negativities. Okay.
Let it go.
Just be like Elsa and let it go, or be grateful that you have it because it's teaching you something, bitch. And on that note,
be like Elsa, an icy bitch who just wants to be alone. Well,
you know what? But hone in on those magical powers and find yourself character develop yourself based on these experiences.
So, speaking of magical powers, what you're telling me is I'm not a telekinetic. Wow.
No,
I've been disappointed.
Unfortunately, you are in transition figuratively and not physically, bitch. So no, you cannot physically move things at this time. But that doesn't mean you can't focus on it.
I see that.
If I look at something real hard, I'll flip it.
I see that is something I just cannot control, and I just need to act accordingly and let it go. Okay, I'm letting it go.
Because you know what? It's above your pay grade.
Yeah. Because listen, if suddenly I were to develop telekinetic powers, I would have been like, wow. So yo stupid ass wants to develop this shit after moving? After we done just spent a week moving all this furniture to my... Interesting. Interesting telekinesis. You got a funny way of handling it. Anyway, okay.
If you had telekinesis, then you'd be moved into your apartment, bitch. So,
If I had telekinesis, you would find my ass on a one-way flight to Hawaii, okay?
Okay, yes. I would say, via the midnight train to Georgia.
I ain't gotta work no more, okay? Ooh, a bitch's career is made.
Yes, but make sure you're filling all of these cups that you have.
Okay. So summarize this shit for me because it was a lot of information.
Totally a lot of info. But in summation, you have a lot of areas in life that you want to fill. Okay. Yes.
Correct.
You have
this
a lot.
This podcast.
You know what? Yes. It says right here, the Yada Pod is one of your cups. And let me look inside that. That bitch is empty. So good thing you filled it today. So essentially, first card, Nine of Cups, you're sitting pretty, but temporarily, because everything is ever changing. You have to focus on the gratitude for what you have. That's what brings abundance to your cups. That's what fills your cups, is to be present, grateful in the moment, but understand that things are changing. And because things are ever changing, that is going to
girl, when I talk to my girl, when I talk to my supervisees, I'm gonna be like, listen, y'all, them cards fucking told me, okay? So y'all need to be grateful for what y'all have, because I'm trying to be grateful for what I have, okay? And that's I'm sorry if your hours is being cut. I'm sorry if this does not listen, but do you have a job?
Okay. You know what? Be grateful. You know what? A lot of people don't have jobs right now. A lot of people don't have houses, places to stay. Correct. I mean, this renter's thing is, this moratorium is still intact, but you know what? That doesn't mean that's...
Girl, that moratorium is not intact.
Well, I mean, a lot of people that I know have been able to stay, but because that shit is ending this month.
Ending this month? Girl, yeah. They said that like last month.
I know.
Said
don't that they? Oh, the like coronavirus, wow. Girl. What are you so surprised about?
Girl, you know what? You're right. Wow, look at my negativity coming out again.
Now back to this reading and how you are filling the negativity cup instead of the positivity cup. Okay. You need to be grateful that you got a job.
You know what? I cannot help if I'm a bitch, okay?
No, but see, bitch, this is why it's a Taurus reading, because this is exactly what I struggle with. I'm over here trying to fill all these cups, trying to fill my cup, all these other cups, okay?
Yes.
This cup isn't even mine. Here, get this out of my pantry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Milky K, looking at you. Yeah.
My pantry needs a revolution, so Elizabeth... can you store my pantry? But yeah, so you're sitting pretty, but just know that things are temporary, whether that's positive or negative. The only way to attract more positivity, more abundance in your life is to be grateful for what you already have and act as if you already have that abundance in your life. You welcome it in. And then the way that you welcome that abundance in that mental state or that state of being is that you are present with the obstacles or the things that are inhibiting you from that. So whether it's like, these examples would be like, if you have a temper about something, if you're quick to make negative comments, if you,
you just read me like a book.
Yes, I did. You know what?
you just broke down my character into two sentences. Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. Well,
I hope you brought a bookmark, bitch. in the book of your life. But to pay attention that you're overdoing it, recognize when you're overdoing it, and to discern the things that you can and cannot change. Don't let certain things that you cannot change overwhelm you to the point. Focus on the things that you can change, which you were saying, you have incorporated yoga into your life because your body is saying to you, I need help.
Correct.
So, and other things like I mentioned, so find something that's going to ease a little bit of that. And then girl.
Okay.
Yes, follow accordingly. Yes. And then
namaste, okay?
Namaste, not in bed. Stay present. Namaste present.
Yes.
Okay.
Namaste, 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 mamamusa.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then of course the third card, you know, as it's your Fripper Nippers playing. Yep. So as you know that this shit is just set in stone.
The bitch crying in bed.
Yes. Relatable. So, and then with your last message, it's basically just you're in a point of transition. So you're already you're already moving through whatever cycle it is. Girl, I would be willing to bet that after you're done and settled and moved out and in to your new place, that a lot of this energy will die down because you're not stretching yourself in different directions. So girl, naturally these things are going to fall into place.
Wow, thank you. thank you to the up and coming. thank you to, what was that? Who's that guy from Mucho Mucho Amore? Who's your idol?
Girl, you know, that's my boy, Walter Mercado. Yeah.
You know what? Welcome to the new Walter Mercado.
Wow. Okay. You know, excuse me, Wilhelmina Mercado.
You know what? You know, Karen Mercado. So, listeners, you heard it here first. She said, once you have stopped moving and have settled, you will probably have less to worry about.
Well, girl, you know what? You will finally be able to fill the cup, okay, where you are lacking,
once you have removed one burden, you will finally have one less thing to worry about. Wow, thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Mercado, for that insight. You know what? The negativity is still coming out.
I'm just going to let this shit speak for itself. Listeners, if you are out here, I can't make this shit up. We did not rehearse this. There's a lot of engaging in negative self-talk and otherwise talk. Okay. He has taken this internal turmoil and sent it outward into the world. Okay. He is shooting the messenger. No. Basically, yes. Things are heightened in your life because of the move. Yes, everything is heightened in a sense because you added more shit to your plate. You go into an extra location. Bitch, thrilling. When this shit has moved on, bitch, okay, you can actually focus on the things that are keeping you from getting to your ambitions. So there's other stuff, girl, besides moving that you are working through, things that you are carrying, changes and stagnancy that you are coming to.
Okay. This body.
You know, so
this beast so body I suggest fitness.
That if you do not want to be, if you do not want to dethrone Tiger King himself, that you just continue to follow, this progression.
Okay.
But girl, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
You know what?
The Nine of Cups.
From the.
The Chariot and the Nine of Swords.
And okay. I'm curious about 979 in numerology.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a look real quick.
Okay. Go ahead and take a look real quick. Give me a quick rundown and then girl.
Ooh, so we got to cut.
Yeah, exactly. Then listeners, listen. If you were listening to this podcast, hoping we would talk about the Reddit thread, am I the asshole? Well, I've got some disappointing news for you today.
Well, you are sorely mistaken.
Well, then we have clearly lied in our description about what this is.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know what?
Okay.
Okay,
what happened? Girl, what happened? Tell me.
The number 979, okay? Closure is an important custodian of the number 979. This means you are freeing your heart of all grudges. You have worked in this area.
I don't know about that.
Girl, it is encouraging. You see this, you see all this reading encouraging you not to be a negative ass bitch. You have worked in this area for a long time. You've made a lot of friends in your journey. You've stepped on people's toes to get to the top. Wow. you have created an enemy with a couple of colleagues. Girl, are you getting along with your colleagues at work?
As far as I know, I feel like I am.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Now, I don't know how they feel about me because some of these reports are certainly late. Some of these hours are certainly not being billed.
Well, now here's another thing that I thought. I wonder if it changes the number if it's in reverse because this shit is reverse. So are we really dealing with a 979? Or are we dealing with something irrelevant?
Well, it's still a Nine of Swords, even if it's upside down.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's still a nine.
Numerology, yeah. I'm still dabbling with. I don't really know much about it. I just pay attention to it, but it's cool.
Okay, so it means I need to be a closey. I need to close. I need to let bygones be bygones. Mm-hmm. I need to let it go.
I think we know exactly what we're talking about here. It seems like you know exactly what we're talking about. Oh my gosh, I can't make this up. This shit says, let bygones be bygones, bitch. And I am like, okay, apologize to the people you have wrong. Wow, me, apologize. Wow. Apologize for insulting my reading.
To my exes who are listening to this, I see that I need to let these grudges go.
To these ghosted DMs, I see that you need to make peace. Yes. Oh my god!
To the
gosh.
People that I have talked to, you know what? Telling me to be a little less negative when our whole podcast
is about negativity,
is about talking shit.
I honestly think that our podcast is where we come to vent about shit because typically we have to be a certain level of professional in our jobs, and our jobs take up most of our day.
Right, I mean, yes.
Girl, you know,
I'm not a negative bitch at my job.
Exactly.
Obviously.
But we have to be, we have to let the air out, you know.
Okay.
What happens if you keep a fart in? Don't ask. Okay? You just gotta let that shit go.
Okay, well, I see that IBS girl has made a
comeback.
She's back.
Girl, what happens?
In the reference.
I mean, I'm just telling it like it is. That's what the card says.
Okay.
Release the beast. Right.
Okay. I could see parallels. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can see some parallels.
Mm-hmm. Thank
to
you.
This life.
Thank you for coming to my reading. Thank you for coming to my episode. My very first public reading. Don't even get me started on the nerves. But okay, sure.
Okay.
We did what we could. We did what we could.
Your first public reading. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yes, girl. So do with that information what you will, but I am certain that you know where to go from here. Do your yoga and stop being a bitch. Hopefully your yoga will transition you out of bitchhood.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna namaste my fucking negative thoughts. Okay. In my head, and not just be projecting that out into the world. Okay.
Yes, but also ask where they're coming from, and then proceed accordingly. Address the source and proceed accordingly.
Well, if y'all didn't give me something negative to talk about, then a bitch wouldn't have any negative things to say. So, quite frankly, it wasn't coming from me. It wasn't me, Shaggy. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Hopefully that gave our listeners enough to go on. I know it wasn't our typical type of episode, but it was just a little fun break. And, you know, you've been really busy with all this shit going on, girl. So, but we still wanted to be consistent and put something out that was fun and just a little different and interesting. Okay. In this mess.
I mean, we will certainly get back to our regularly programmed
schedule at some point.
Reddit threads. Because, girl, I have one I am dying to go over with you, because that shit is a little too funny.
Oh, girl, I know.
That shit is a little too entrepreneurial and what's that motherfucking Gary V. So
oh my gosh, yes, I can't wait
for this shit next time.
Yes, I have mine prepped for next time too, so girl, we're ready to go.
Okay,
but thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, girl, and thank you for reading my comments.
Oh yes,
okay,
girl.
Listeners, if you love hearing about my cards being read, let us know. Okay.
Yes. Let us know if you want another one of these, or if this was just a little too much.
This shit was a little too off the premises. But we will go back to talking about assholes and shit talking.
Yes. We will be back for sure.
Calling motherfuckers out, even though I'm supposed to be doing that a little bit less. But you know what? It is in all in good humor.
Yes, okay? All in good humor.
It is
humor.
All in fun. It does not bring my life any negativity to do so.
Nor does it bring anyone else harm, because these people are all anonymous anyway, so we're not
putting somebody down. Yes, they listened to this podcast.
Other than Donald Trump, who we called out by name, but that's all right. I think he's done a lot of that himself, so.
Yes, and Elizabeth and these stupid-ass Mahjong bitches.
Okay. Oh my gosh,
don't think we haven't forgot about y'all.
No. Okay. As a matter of fact, real quick, bitch, I went in and I did some research on that, and I saw these pictures, these Lisa Frank designs on this white Mahjong set. And listeners out there, if you know what we're talking about our last episode, please look up three white bitches make a Mahjong game. And you won't be disappointed with the ridiculousness. But anyway, all right, girl.
Yes.
Okay. All so right. Till next time.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Yada Podcast.
Woohoo! And we will be posting pictures of some of these mentions that we had during this podcast. Yeah.
Well.
Namely, the Tiger King and his current state of affairs. His current state of affairs.
Okay. But, yes.
All right, you guys.
All right, girl. Bye. Bye.